Hi everyone, this is John Frank, Editorial Director of Private Label Buyer, welcoming you to the latest in the PL Buyer podcast series. This podcast begins a series we're doing leading up to the big Private Label Manufacturers Association conference here in Chicago this November. With us today is Brian Mulgraff. He's National Accounts Manager for Retail Brands Development with Cuisine Solutions, and he's going to be discussing trends in his part of the private label world, as well as telling us a bit about his company and its role in private label. Founded in 1990, Cuisine Solutions is the worldwide leader in the sous vide cooking technique. The company prides itself in the expert development and manufacturing of premium, fully cooked, fresh, and frozen food. Each Cuisine Solutions product is slow cooked at precise temperatures, hermetically sealed, and pasteurized in its natural juices. Its sous vide cooking technique creates food with 10-15% more moisture content than conventionally cooked foods. Cuisine Solutions entrees are enhanced with unparalleled texture and flavor. And anyone who's ever watched Iron Chef knows about sous vide cooking technology. It's a very popular technique on that show and many other cooking shows, so a very topical cooking technology right now. Hi, Brian. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Let's begin by discussing what you see ahead for private label the rest of this year and into 2011. What major trends and developments should we expect, particularly in your corner of the private label world?
Well, John, in our world, when we're playing, a lot of what we're doing in private label currently is in the frozen packaged goods for some major retailers throughout the U.S. And what we start to see in that category is a trend towards a bit more upscale, more unique entrees. Not so much a comparison to a national brand where as a Me Too product, but something that's a little bit more new and innovative products that the retailers are trying to utilize in order to really win over the consumer loyalty piece. What we also see is we think that we see a lot of branding of the private label moving into different areas of the store. I think when you look at some of the fresh prepared items, whether it be in the deli and prepared foods behind the glass, you see a lot of retailers trying to capitalize on that private label name, whether it be in lunch meats, chef prepared, whole roasted items that are behind the glass, and also in your grab and go where you see out in front of the deli case with the pre-prepared meals and in the fresh directly across from that in some of the refrigerated sections. And so we think that we're going to see a lot of new parts of the store where private label is really going to expand into.
Mm-hmm. And private label moving upscale, moving beyond just generic goods. Does this tie into what consumers are looking for today? Do you think consumer perceptions of private label have changed because of this recession?
Yeah, we believe so. I think that with the consumer changing from kind of their dining out habits to eating more at home, a lot of people have called this trading down. We firmly believe that this is a trading across. The consumer is looking for the same quality meal that they had in the restaurant, but now they're looking to be able to pick that up at their local retailer. And in doing so, retailers have responded in upscaling some of their offerings. And it's a slow, steady climb, but I think you can see by the numbers and some of the different offerings that are coming out on the shelves in the retailers, that consumers are really seeking those products out, and those are parts of the store that are starting to grow for private label. As well as, I think that you'll see, in order for retailers to really capitalize on their private label strategy, they have to upscale those offerings so that they are offering unique items that other retailers aren't, and I think that you're going to see a lot more of that as we move forward in the future.
Mm-hmm. You touched on an interesting point. I mean, I've read about people not eating out as much, of course, that's been widely reported, and they're cooking more at home, but we're not dealing with a generation that grew up cooking from scratch, are we? They need help to make these home cooked meals.
Yeah, with the introduction of the TV dinner back in the 50s kind of changed everything, didn't it? And, a lot less people are cooking at home. There's a lot of data out there as well that, even in new home constructions, you've got new home constructions where the kitchens are bigger and bigger, and the dining rooms are bigger and bigger, because people want that to be a focal point when they're entertaining guests. However, they're looking to be able to entertain the guests with the least work possible. So they're looking for those new things that they can put out, and I think private label plays a big part in that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about Cuisine Solutions and what sorts of things you offer them for that sort of entertaining and cooking at home.
So currently we have some upscale items that we're doing for some different retailers. One of our best-selling products is actually a chicken marsala that we're doing in the frozen section. We also have a number of fresh items that we've launched recently over the past 2 years. And these fresh items are going into different retailers where they're utilizing some core-based proteins that we provide and taking that maybe into their commissary or directly into the stores and then building some of those grab-and-go meals that you see right in front of you at the deli casing counter. So we really started to kind of capitalize on both and expand out, realizing that the frozen department is definitely a key place for private label, but also trying to catch the wave of the expansion of private label into some of these other parts of the store. And we've seen some great successes with that recently with a number of retailers, and we're just looking to capitalize on that further in the future.
Mm-hmm. The grab-and-go section of a supermarket is becoming one of the ways supermarkets want to stand out in this increasingly competitive food retailing environment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that you see, take Safeway, for instance. They've done an excellent job with their grab-and-go that they've done with their cafe signature meals program that they launched over the past 2 years. They've seen great successes with that program. And then you see other retailers addressing it on a different way where they're actually doing assembly in-store. And you see combinations of that throughout different places in the store. But the basic concept behind it is there's a meal for one or two people in a container ready to go, and convenience is the key. And so retailers are really capitalizing on that. And because of our fully cooked and fully pasteurized products and the high quality that we're able to gain through our cooking technique, we found great successes in those areas.
Mm-hmm. So I assume you'll be continuing to expand in those areas? Those are your target areas for expansion?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've launched some fairly successful programs with some major retailers throughout the U.S., and now we're starting to see those successes kind of snowball effect, where now we have a story to tell. We're able to work with different retailers and help them build these programs from the experience that we've gained.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So I assume you'll be at the PLMA show. We'll see you there, hear more about Cuisine Solutions there as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian. We've been talking today with Brian Mulgraff. He's National Accounts Manager for Retail Brands Development with Cuisine Solutions. We're about out of time, so again, thank you very much, Brian. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to our listeners. We invite you all to listen to this and all PL Buyer podcasts by visiting our website, privatelabelbuyer.com, where you can download our podcasts. Again, thanks very much, Brian. Great talking to you today.
Thanks, John.